ولا نصوت مو بودكاست، هو بودكاست نتكلم على قصص نجاح ناس عادية خالص. ضيوفي جايين من كل أنحاء العالم، من أمريكا وأستراليا وأوروبا والشرق الأوسط والأفريقيا، بيتكلموا على نجاحاتهم، بيتكلموا على الدروس اللي استفادوا منها، بيتكلموا على العقبات اللي هما بيقابلوها. لو أنت عايز تتغير أو أنت عايزة تتغيري، تعالوا اسمعوا البودكاست ده كل يوم 3-10 الصبح على سبوتيفاي وأبل بودكاست وجوجل بودكاست وبوديو وكل التواصل الاجتماعي زي لينكدين وإنستغرام والتيك توك.
ازيكم من الاخبار، ابسود جديد مع ويلنس وود مو. النهارده طبعا would be our last episode في الويلنس وود مو، and I'm very lucky to have مريم عياد، organizational development executive في المغربي. هي هتكلمنا على قصة نجاحها والchallenges she faced، وطبعا هتعلم طبعا منها حاجات كتيرة. يعني أنا دايما لازم أتعلم من my guests، لأنه هما يعني guests دول بيبقوا في الأول ناس أنا ما أعرفهاش، بعدين we become extremely good friends. ودي ده هدف كمان من الأهداف الغير معلن عنها، إن when we have guests on it's a chance for collaboration and chance for growth. لأن it's not just the podcast, it's just other things that come up. يعني مريم، ازيك الاخبار؟ شربت القهوه والميه واكلتي وكل حاجه؟
نجهز نفسيا وجسديا.
جسديا ازيك؟ اخبارك ايه؟ عامله ايه؟
Good, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure والله. يعني انا زي قبل ما نسجل، زي ما كنت بقول لك دايما، I have a يعني women magnet. يعني it's really innocent يعني، ولكن دايما بلاقي ان women، مش بقلل من المن في حاجه، بس women stories are more attractive to me in terms of struggles and challenges and men stories. مش عشان men are bad، ولكن I think يعني women have it more much more difficult journey than الرجال عامة. يعني في البداية كده، يعني يعني nice intro كده، قولي لي انت مين وايه قصتك يعني، واحكي لي كده شوية عنك يعني.
All right. So in short, and then you help me get into the details.
Okay, sure, sure.
Anna, I am a law and legal studies graduate. I was
okay.
supposed to be a lawyer. Thank God I'm not.
But you're good in arguments. أكيد يعني you're good in arguments. يعني بتكسب الارجيومنتس.
No. I think that's why I didn't want to be a lawyer.
Okay. Okay.
بس يعني no offense خالص لكل اللويرز اللي في العالم، بس أنا من أول سمستر قررت إن أنا مش هطلع محامية، عشان حسيت إن it needs a little bit or a lot of I don't know, a specific personality trait where you need to be a little bit manipulative. ودي
Okay.
كانت عكس شخصيتي خالص. فأنا
Okay.
was like, okay, what do I like? People.
Yes,
What am
people.
I interested in? Business.
Okay.
ودي كانت actually بداية قصتي in my career. To be precise, is إن أنا أول ما دخلت الجامعة قررت إن أنا هبتدي أعمل internships and find part-time opportunities or different projects that I can work on that are related to functions in the business field, عامة يعني business
Okay.
functions. أول internship that I came across كانت procurement. It was nice. I wouldn't see myself doing it every day for the rest of my life, but اتعلمت كتير.
Okay. اتعلمتي ان it's not for you. يعني ده الدرس.
Exactly.
يعني اتعلمتي it's not your skill set, it's not what you want to do. But it's okay. يعني عادي يعني.
كان بالنسبة لي well, I think that was one of my major goals was elimination process. So the first thing I did was eliminate being a lawyer.
That's good.
من بس الدراسة، بعدين I eliminated procurement. Technical skills wise الموضوع يعني اتعلمت كتير. And a lot of it still helps me in my job today الصراحة. But I do know it's not something I would wake up every morning and do, and it's very repetitive. My second opportunity جت كانت acquisition department account acquisition في IT works. هنا بقى كان أول خطوة ليا into the people and culture field, and this is where I fell in love with everything, honestly. مديرتي at the time, التيم بتاعي at the time were very, very empowering women. We were a team of 8 women, actually, so this also fits the theme of wellness with Mo.
Of course, of course, of course.
La, they were and they were very and this is what I really liked about it. Can احنا HR في مصر عامة سمعتنا مش أحلى حاجة. احنا الناس بتوع العقود والمرتبات والبصمات, ويلا نخصم من هنا ونخصم من هنا. People don't like us. What I really, really liked and respected is that they were trying to implement more of like the modern ideologies of HR, and the concept of ان كل ما انت بتحسن الاكسبيرينس للموظف وبتدي للموظف اكتر, الموظف بيتبسط في شغله فبيشتغل اكتر because they want to, not because they have to, and they go the extra mile by design. And then this goes into profitability for the company, and the more you profit, the more you invest into the employee, and this big cycle of employee well-being and how that benefits your business and the company and all that.
Sure.
فهنا I was like, okay, so this is a huge, 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 huge opportunity to learn. خلصت الانترنشيب, and I asked them if I could stay with them during دراستي, لأن شركات بالذات لو مش ستارت اب, they're not ready for ان هم يبقوا معينين part time او freelancer, حد لسه مش متخرج, عشان الأوراق بقى والحاجات دي كلها.
طبعا.
And they agreed, and for 2.5 years after that internship, I was used as sort of a joker freelancer.
اوكي.
And it came from حتة الكيوريوزيتي بتاعتي, اللي هو لا أنا كنت عايزة أروح أساعد ديبارتمنت كذا في حاجة صغيرة هم شغالين عليها, ممكن تكون ما ادتنيش the big picture of what that function does, but I understood more or less what was going on and how they contribute to the business and the way of work and so on. فعديت على internal comms شوية, ساعدت talent management في حياة. I gave the legal department a shot for a while.
Wow, that was good. That was good.
It was good elimination process, but it was good.
Yeah, لا طبعا يعني all our experiences that are يعني احنا بنجمعها throughout our journey ساعات it's really good يعني you never know that's the whole idea يعني انت ما كنتش عايزه تشتغلي محاميه ولكن انت ممكن تستعملي خبرتك as someone درستي المحاماه يعني نوعا ما مش ممارسيها بس هتفهمي العقود هتفهمي
طبعا
شوية
طبعا
حاجات ما لهاش علاقة بقى يعني المهنة نفسها as a lawyer قضية ومحامي وقاضي والكلام ده والحاجات العجيبة اللي بيعملوها بس يعني انا ده القصد يعني بالذات في corporates it's good to have some kind of experience بالذات في العقود والحاجات دي يعني that's great يعني كملي
كل حاجة.
فاشتغلتي في يعني ساعدتي الليجل ديبارتمنت
Yeah,
وبعدين
for I think it was 2 months.
اوكي
بص, أنا كل حاجة جربتها وكل حاجة اشتغلتها فعلا فعلا it directly impacts my work today.
اوكي
And this I would say is something, يعني I'm very proud of myself for giving things that I didn't want to give a shot to,
اوكي
for giving them a shot. وحتى لو حاجة أنا قررت إن أنا ما أعملهاش يعني for the rest of my life. But yeah, واشتغلت business support مع ال sales director بتاع الإمارات ساعتها as well. And on the side, so apart from IT works ودراسة, كنت بشتغل في startup اسمها The Law. كنت بساعدهم في marketing services اللي كانوا بيعملوها for the legal field. So
اوكي
كان عندهم clients مكاتب محاماة and they were helping them with their marketing because مكاتب المحاماة they're sort of
terrible in marketing.
and I think it's on purpose because they're a community, like هم عارفين بعض, like that. I don't
ايوه
need to market.
هم عاملين
But like
زي الدكاترة. I don't think الدكاترة يعني
بالظبط. And if you notice, it's like كل حتى الدكاترة والمستشفيات وحاجات العيون والمحامين they're starting to get into the trend of being present on social media platforms والحاجات دي كلها.
لان طبعا
That's the only
البيرسون
source to find things out now.
والبيرسون براندنج هما طبعا
طبعا.
يعني ابتدوا يفهموا قيمتهم هما كبراند عشان يقدروا يجيبوا كلاينتس يعني. فاشتغلت في الستارت اب دي برضه بترجعي للو يعني يا مالك يعني شوفي بترجعي برضه
خمس سنين
للو
من حياتي
يعني فما فيش هروب يعني انت حاولتي تهربي بس it doesn't really
هو
go
اتش
away.
ار عقود ف
طبعا يعني اصلا ما حدش هي يعني هو مع الاسف الناس هتستغل لو انت لسه جديده هتستغلك in terms of all the skills that you learn وزي ما انت كنت بتحكي being a joker and all that and it's really important وده يعني ليه انا بقول كده لان الجنريشن معلش انا كبير عجوز يعني انا
لا بس اوكي
ابني بيقول لي عجوز بس قصدي الجنريشن الصغير زي الجنريشن بتاعك في منهم زي حضرتك are very talented and want to learn وفي منهم they just don't يعني they want عايزين حاجة معينة and لو جالهم procurement job مش هياخدوها لو جالهم customer care لا انا مش عايز انا عايز اشتغل. ف what I like about your story بجد is انك انت ما قلتيش لا على حاجة وده مهم جدا يعني حتى لو مش هو ده the dream job that يعني كنت بتحلمي وانت صغيرة بيه ولكن كل حاجة انت بتاخدي الوحش منه وعارفة ان ده مش هو ده اللي هتعمليه والكويس هتاخديه. ف I'm really يعني I'm really proud of you انك انت اخدتي الخطوة دي لان it's really important builds your character at the end of the day يعني.
It does. It has a lot to do with, بغض النظر عن شغلي, it has a lot to do with who I am today, and the way I deal with different types of people, different backgrounds, different nationalities. لا يعني it directly impacted طريقة تعاملي مع نفسي كمان, يعني مش مع الناس بس. فلا it's a big bonus point to be honest.
يعني انا هحكي لك قصه عني انا يعني indirectly انا والدي سفير in the diplomatic service فاحنا يعني half of my life growing up I grew up abroad يعني بين هنا وبين هنا وبين هنا indirectly I learned how to deal with different cultures indirectly because I was in international schools بقى و الاكسباتس بيروحوا فين فانا بروح معهم يعني ف زي ما انت بتقولي بتعرفي تتعاملي مع الاجانب انا indirectly بعرف اتعامل مع الاجانب in terms of كمان culture wise in terms of making them see عشان طبعا احنا we're living in a very very what's the word to say world where يعني there are two sides of everything يعني if you are on this side you're not with me يعني مش عايز
Yeah.
ادخل في حته السياسه يعني بس قصدي يعني من اهداف عشان تبقي فاهمه من اهداف برضو البودكاست ان انا I'm trying to bridge the gap بين us Middle Easterners مع الويست لان احنا كلنا عندنا نفس القصص يعني الناس العاديه انا بتكلم على الناس العاديه هم عندهم مشاكل مختلفة عننا because they live in a different society واحنا عندنا مشاكل مختلفة عشان we live in a different society with different challenges, either يعني economical challenge, financial challenges, social challenges. We are facing بس في الاخر المطاف احنا we're human beings. فانا اللي انت بتقوليه انك indirectly بتتعلمي ازاي تعرفي تتعاملي مع الناس. انا indirectly ازاي عرفت اتعامل برضو مع different cultures. و المصريين كانوا a little bit of a challenge for me لحد ما عرفت اتعامل معاهم ازاي. مش قصدي حاجه طبعا. بس yeah, it took some time يعني to understand how to deal with them. واكتشفت طبعا ان في ناس زي الفل زي كده with يعني open minded يعني and برضه ساعات we put assumptions indirectly غلط و stereotyping. حتى انا I did that يعني. فبس يعني حبيت اقول لك الحته دي الحته بتاعت ال learning about new cultures يعني. Go ahead.
And actually, adding to the point you were saying, إن they face problems ممكن تبقى مختلفة، هما ممكن تبقى المشاكل مختلفة، but the concept of المشكلة هي واحدة.
صح.
يعني أنا كنت عملت coaching certification آخر السنة اللي فاتت، and I did it with a group of different people from all around the world. All
Okay.
right,
Okay.
and I had one-on-one relationships with a lot of them. واحنا بنحكي وبنحكي لبعض، انا من مصر ومعرفش مين من استراليا ومين من كندا ومين من انجلترا ومين من هولندا and so on. It was all, oh, انا عندي مشكلة في علاقتي مع اكس فدي محسساني ب A. انا عندي financial issues في اكس فانا بحاول اسعى وابقى في وضع كذا. It's the concept نفسه ممكن تبقى القصص مختلفة وهم عايشين في مكان مختلف وحياة مختلفة، but the
طبعا.
concept of the problems، لأ there were so many common things to talk about and discuss with each and every one of them. وفي واحدة منهم يعني I haven't seen her face to face once in my entire life. We've been friends for over a year now
Okay.
on Zoom.
The same. I have the same issue. One of our previous guests, Michelle Falzon, she's a positive psychologist in Australia, in Melbourne. واحنا قررنا نعمل live events every month, and we talk on WhatsApp. And
I haven't seen her for over
no,
a
no,
month.
خالص خالص خالص
Right.
خالص خالص. ولكن يعني حتى أنا I told her دايما I أقول لها it's very weird that we connected يعني بالدرجه دي يعني فاهمه. يعني انا بقول لها يعني you are so close to me as if انا كنت معايا في المدرسه. And I really don't know her يعني
Yeah.
ولكن her قصتها inspired me. The way she talks, the يعني the energy that she brings to the talk. And then I was
مرحبا
really
طبعا.
and I was very very excited ان احنا نعمل الايفنت اللايف ده, لان احنا قررنا احنا الاثنين نبريدج ذا جاب بين ايست اند ويست ونتكلم على مشاكلنا. يعني I really remember واحده من اللايف ايفنتس. I was down, انا كنت in a not a great mood, وهي كانت she had a medical issue, she was very stressed or burnt out. فاحنا الاثنين بقى طلعنا لايف واحنا كده يعني واحنا كده بطبيعتنا. عشان
Great opportunity though.
ايه؟
That's a great
اوف
opportunity.
كورس عشان نوري الناس احنا we're not always
احنا بني ادمين.
positive كده يعني. فلا يعني it was a very nice live event and very authentic, لان احنا ما كناش بنمثل يعني هيك هيبان بيبان عليا لما بقوم متضايق, وباين عليها هي ان هي تعبان يعني فاهمه.
Yeah.
فلا connecting with people in different areas, الناس مع قصصهم. دايما بقول احنا we're not different, احنا في حاجات كويسه. عشان الناس اللي بتقعد تقول انا عايز اسافر بره, ممكن بره مصر وما اعرفش ايه, ويعني بره احسن. انا دايما اقول لهم يا جماعه انا نص حياتي بره مصر. لا, it's not احسن خالص. في حاجات مختلفه في
بالظبط
يعني
مختلفة.
people
It's
are
more
more
choose your hard.
and yes.
It's all
بس
hard.
بس في مصر في حاجات كتيرة حلوة جدا يعني.
اه
يعني
طبعا
it's enough that you have family and friends to talk about and يعني تقعدي معاهم يعني, that's enough يعني, ده كفاية يعني. ودايما بقول ان احنا we're social creatures, we need social connections, ف this is it يعني. فانت عملتي الكوتشنج, عملتي الكوتشنج ده سيرتيفيكت مع مين بقى, او شركة ايه, او
Coach Transformation Academy.
اوكي. I think I heard about it يعني.
هي
ليه علاقة بالكالتشر تشينج؟
لا هم بيدوا certifications coaching in general along with other types of certifications. So you can become a level 1, 2, and 3 coach.
اوكي.
وفي عندهم God, what was it called? NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. There's also team coaching and group coaching certifications and عندهم حاجات كتيرة يعني
Are they
أساسا.
affiliated مع ICF ولا لا؟
Yeah, they're actually أكتر هيئة coach training بتخرج ناس accredited by the ICF.
اوكي. اصل انا I'm a certified mindfulness coach, بس انا ما
Yes,
آه
I am
بس
too.
بس انا ماليش علاقه بالاي سي اف, لان احنا هي شركه هنديه.
Okay.
كل ماي all my mentors are Indians. Amazing يعني. Again, perception was very bad. I had a very, we have always a very bad perception of Indians, and they always give us that bad perception يعني. ولكن مش كلهم يعني. And I have a lot of good Indian friends, very very sweet and very nice, and the mentors were amazing يعني. القصص حلوة يعني. يعني I loved the stories بتاعتهم. وقررت ان اخد mindfulness from the source of mindfulness يعني.
Exactly.
يعني يعني ده كان جزء هدف معين يعني. ولحد دلوقتي في مصر لسه الناس نص نص مش عارفين يعني ايه mindfulness coach. It takes time, بس it's okay.
لا احنا we're a bit behind بس we're starting to move in that direction يعني. الأول نقتنع بالثيرابي and then we can نبتدي نقتنع بكوتشينج baby steps.
yeah, of course. يعني هو ده يعني السؤال اللي كنت عايز أسأله يعني. انت بتعملي كوتشنج في الشركة عندك؟
No, so I'm coaching on the side, ما بيني وبين نفسي. Actually,
اوكي.
احنا لو رجعنا لورا شوية بالتايم لاين ممكن احكي لك قصة الكوتشنج
شور
دي،
شور
حاجة صعبة
جو
جدا 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 أصلا.
جو هيد.
So ITWorks قعدت ألف ITWorks for 2.5 years و on the side كنت بشتغل ماركتينج مع ستارت اب دي and I was also tutoring kids maths و English.
اوكي.
برضو حاجة on the side خالص. And then ITWorks حصل فيها حاجات والتيم بتاعي مشي ومديرتي مشيت ومديرة مديرتي مشيت وسي او مشي، يعني في حاجات كتيرة حصلت.
اوكي.
أنا قعدت and then the replacement for my manager wasn't the greatest replacement for me at least. And so I left ITWorks وقعدت فترة مش فترة، شهر شهرين مثلا ما بشتغلش، وكنت already خلصت البروجكتس بتاعتي في the law و I was just tutoring kids at night. بس كنا داخلين بقى على فترة صيف ومش عارف ايه، فخلاص العيال هيخلصوا مدارس يعني. قعدت بقى ألف وأبعت سي في لأي حاجة وأي حد، وكلمت بقى مديرتي القديمة قلت لها بصي انتوا كلكم شغالين دلوقتي في مالتي ناشونالز، مالتي ناشونالز ما بياخدوش حد بره الانترنشيب بروجرامز اللي بتتعمل في الصيف. أنا I really need help finding a job لأن أنا شخص حركي قوي and if I'm just doing this one thing I will get very very bored and it just messes up my outlook on life in general. But what she did was that she called who was at the time مديرة مديرتي في ITWorks and what they did ان هي وال CEO القديم بتاع ITWorks فتحوا شركة مع بعض. That's the consultancy. It's an HR consultancy based in Dubai وكنا بنخدم على الماركت بتاع مصر
أمم
بجد يعني بدون مبالغة.
أمم
I cannot begin to describe how much of a blessing
أمم
those 3 years were.
أوكي
لكل حاجة
أمم
my learning curve was crazy.
أمم
In all different types of ways, really. Like, this is, I think, the peak of where I learned how to deal with different types of people.
Mm-hmm.
One of our clients was for automotive industry. الناس عامة في automotive are very different than multinationals and so on.
Yes. Yes.
فئات مختلفة, age groups
Mm-hmm.
مختلفة. We were dealing, because we were a consultancy, we were dealing mainly مع managerial level لغاية C level فوق. مديرتي كانت بتديني all the different opportunities to be placed in environments where I had no other option but to figure myself out. I had no other option but to learn, no other option but to deal. And adjust, and هنا بقى اتعلمت ازاي ابقى adaptable. I'm no pro at it, but it made a lot of the difference. لا, I loved it, and I learned a lot of technical things when it came to HR. I learned a lot of interpersonal skills. بس I think the other side of the coin was in because it was a startup, and it was just me, two owners, and another team member, who is my mentor, actually. كنا بنشتغل من الساعة 8 9 الصبح. أنا كنت ممكن ما أقفلش قبل الساعة 10 11 بالليل.
Okay.
And I would work on the weekends as well, because we had multiple clients at the same time, big projects. I was very slow because a lot of things that I was doing كنت بتعلمها from scratch. But if it took the average person 2 hours to do, it would take me 3 days to do.
Okay. But that's okay. يعني you have to learn and
يعني no regrets
yeah,
خالص.
of course, of course. يعني دايما بقول ان for me, يعني it's better for me to be thrown into the deep end and swim, 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 swim. You're not gonna then taking it step by step. عشان يعني
I'm not getting anywhere.
of course learning learn يعني when this is I'm really happy what you said because a lot of young people دايما بيبقوا مستنيين ان حد يعلمهم حاجة و a lot of people مستنيين حد يعلمهم ياخدوا الخطوة واحنا دايما بنتكلم على ان السكسس والكاركترستكس بتاعت السكسس it is one of the characteristics is you have to take the steps you have to do the micro steps even if it يعني even if it's difficult
You have to learn how to fail.
exactly احنا ما بنعرفش how to fail
I think this is my favorite saying, learn how to fail.
بالظبط
And it goes against everything I am, لأن أنا perfectionist موت.
The perfectionist that will be very a very tough thing to be في الشركات يعني because you never get anything finished done on time يعني
أنا
ويبقى عندك
مهتمة.
صعوبة في letting go of certain projects
Yes, and not just specific projects, as much as the quality that you want to present, it set a standard that is just not achievable.
you guys make it very difficult for us normal people who are not perfectionists to
والله we wish we were normal.
it's يعني being a perfectionist يعني I understand ان في حتة حاجات معينة لازم تتظبط ولكن يعني خلاص the comma doesn't have to be a comma يعني خلاص مشيها full stop يعني I understand. I understand. يعني I deal with this. It's very difficult for me to deal with people who are perfectionists because, يعني I'm a very creative person، فأنا creative people are very unperfectionists، يعني أي لخبطة وخلاص بتطلع.
it's the concept of عارف ال art pieces اللي هي
أيوه
عبارة عن كده كده
أيوه أيوه
سلاش
بالظبط، بالسلاش،
ملايين
أيوه أيوه بالظبط بالظبط
الملايين
بالظبط بالظبط. ولكن إن كنت عايز أسألك على حاجة، دايماً بنتكلم على الريزيلينس، وأنا عايز أخد رأيك. Do you believe resilience is a skill and cannot be taught to people؟ يعني إن أنا بقابل ناس كتيرة سني أصغر ما أعرفش إيه، لما بيحصل لهم ظرف صعب، أنا هقول صعب عشان this is where it's good. They don't know how to handle الظروف، and they don't know how to handle the challenges. They either بينهاروا مثلا، أو they totally freak out، or بيعرفوش يعملوا أي حاجة. يعني أنا يعني أنا I believe I'm a resilient person. أنا I've been out of a job, in a job, out of job, up, down. Things fail, things don't fail a lot of times. فأنا وصلت لمرحلة مش I don't care، بس I'm always hopeful. يعني whatever happens happens and we will يعني overcome it. يعني فأنت رأيك resilience دي is a skill ولا it can be taught to people؟
100%.
Okay.
I believe that you can teach yourself anything. If you actually want it, and if you are open-minded enough to figure out or to address or to accept where you are blocking yourself from and how you are blocking yourself من ان انت تتعلم الحاجة الجديدة دي. And I think the word that I like more than resilience is grit. Because it's sticking with things day in, day out, month
Yes.
in, month out, year in, year out. And again, this goes against the concept بتاع ان في ناس كتير قوي في العالم بالذات الأجيال الأصغر that want quick wins. انا ما عنديش صبر ان انا استنى, ما عنديش صبر ان انا اقع, ما عنديش صبر ان انا اخد حاجة انا مش عايزها and so on. بس I do believe that a lot of them are moving towards resilience and grit and trying things instead of focusing on one thing. أسألك سؤال, do you think confidence is a skill or personality traits?
No, it's a skill. I believe it's a skill. You
Me
can
too.
work on it.
I think resilience is the same thing because confidence is basically putting thought into action while holding your head up high.
صح.
And resilience, I think, is a similar concept of taking that negative thought, turning it into a positive thought, and taking action towards that, right? And it's easier said than done, 100%. And you fall back into your old habits when you're trying to learn something new. It's نفس الحاجة بالظبط. أنا عايز أعمل من الساعة 10 ل 5 بدل من الساعة 12 ل 7.
صح.
هتعمل إيه؟ You're gonna go to bed 15 minutes early, wake up 15 minutes earlier than you do, and you work your way towards that. And there are days where you're going to give up completely, but you're
Yes.
going to try again the day after,
Yes.
right?
يعني انا ليه بسالك كلمه resilience؟ لان انت you're in the area of people culture and culture change. يعني well, I know for a fact طبعا I haven't worked directly with culture transformation. I've had a lot of projects وشفت حاجات كتيره بالذات في مصر، يمكن even abroad. يعني and then there is a big difference between say my generation, which is مش عارف انا ايه، انا 70s mid 70s، so the
Gen X. X.
gen x right millennials وجن زي، يعني
Yeah, so
there's a
there's
big
boomers تيتا وجدو
لا ما مش
Gen X سبعينات Gen X and then millennials around the 80s and early 90s Gen Z late 90s لغاية
بالضبط بالضبط.
2040 حاجة كده.
So you have you have actually three different generations, and I'm gathering in the Maghrebi you have those generations together, and they're working together
Yeah.
in one team. So
Yeah.
when we talk about resilience, how do you see it play out between all three? I mean, I believe مثلا maybe people who are in my generation will be more resilient عندك عن الناس المولودة في الألفينات، يعني are less patient and want things more quickly done, instant gratification. So these things بس دي مش عايزين يفيسوا مشاكلهم يعني، أو المشاكل اللي بتيجي يعني.
This is such a good question. أنا عمري ما ركزت, but now that you ask, I don't think it's من الناس اللي أنا شغالة معاها حاليا ومن الناس اللي أنا اشتغلت معاها throughout my life. I don't think it has a lot to do with generations. I think it's per person. And I مش كل بني آدم not everyone has the same act of resilience as the one next to them.
Yes.
يعني أنا مثلا حاسة إن أنا I have my acts of resilience are very similar to مديري مثلا,
Okay.
ومديري is not in my generation.
Okay.
I see people younger than me and people a lot older than me that have very different acts of resilience than each other. One of them could be similar to mine, one of them could be completely different. مش حاسة إنها generational wise. I could be very wrong though.
Do you think it might be ان عشان you faced انت حتى even في your professional life, which is I don't يعني مش كتير، يعني I don't think you've been يعني بتشتغلي for a long time قصاد مديري يعني، بس انت شفتي حاجات كتيرة. Let's put it that way. يعني I think the what you're saying, the resilience part is what you've seen, what happened. يعني ممكن تكوني بره comfort zone، شفتي مشاكل كتيرة، قابلتي مشاكل كتيرة، you've been there, I've done that. يعني this is يعني when people in my age come عندهم مشكلة ان هم out of a job, which is my generation. Most of my generation الفترة اللي فاتت a lot of them are out of a job. يعني because age wise لو انت او انت you didn't develop your skills along the way and you kept the same skill set من يوم ما دخلت الشركة ليوم ما خرجت الشركة، فالطبيعي الطبيعي اي مانجمنت في الدنيا
هيعينوا أصغر منك
واشطر
وبيطلعوا
منك
لعنك.
واحسن منك. طيب because I had this case and هو كان زميل معايا في الشركة من الشركات اللي كنت بشتغل فيها، فقلت له سؤال، قلت له اولا ما انتبهش قلقان، ايه اللي حصل؟ انت بره شغل، ايه اللي حصل؟ ما فيش حاجه حصل، مش اخر الدنيا. I know it's بالنسبه له it's easier said than done, but I've been there. يعني I was freaking out and انا نهار ابيض وعندي financial obligations وعيال وما اعرفش ايه وعامل ايه. وبعدين after a while when you cool down and think of what are your options، قلت له انت فكر، انت بنفس السي في شغال بيها بقالك اكتر من 20 سنه، غير، خليك كونسلت. انا دايما بقول للناس اللي في نفس الايدج خليكم كونسلتنتس، لان ذس از ده الناتشرال ديفلوبمنت اوف اس. يعني افتر 20 سم ييرز خلاص you don't need to be working in a corporate, you can be an expert, a consultant في الحته دي، you know what how things are done. And and you can work as a consultant, freelance consultant. Yeah, it takes time to build, but it's gonna work. يعني ده رأيي الشخصي يعني.
No,
يعني
I
فاهم.
agree. I agree. الفرق is being a consultant in today's day and age is you need to have your own personal brand on
صح.
social media platforms. برضو محتاج تطور من السكيل سيت بتاعك لأن أنت مش بتتعامل مع generation بتاعك أنت بس، أنت بتتعامل مع ناس أصغر منك بتو generations now.
صح.
So there also has to be your own personal career progression and self progression and ان انا ابتدي اوعى على الطرق اللي لينكدين بتستعمل for building my personal brand, adding my services and what I can provide and how I provide it to
صح.
my page. Maybe develop a website, figure out how people use TikTok nowadays. I don't know
صح.
that. انا ما بستعملش تيك توك، ما عنديش تيك توك، بس
لا
it's on my bucket list that I need to like at least be aware.
بص بص يا مريم, ما انا from this generation. when I started the podcast I had no idea. انا ولا خريج ميديا ولا افهم في السوشيال ميديا ولا افهم في اي حاجه من الحاجات دي.
It's trial and error. انت زي شغلك القديم،
بالظبط.
you probably didn't know anything either, but it's all
خالص
trial and
خالص. no
error
one knows
learning.
anything. يعني no one knows anything. بس النهارده انا I'm still learning. يعني انا مش هقول ان I'm the greatest podcast, مش جو روجن مثلا of Egypt مثلا او وات ايفر. يعني لا, انا لسه بتعلم ولسه بتكلم مع كونسلتنتس وماركتنج كونسلتنت والناس في انجلترا والناس في امريكا والناس في مصر, وكل واحد بيدي رايه. انا مش هقول كل واحد بيفتي عشان it's not nice. كل واحد بيدي رايه, باخد الراي اولا اللي يناسب طريقه تفكيري اللي انا مقتنع بيه. يعني انا عايز اقول لك حاجه, a lot of people رافضين ان انا اعمل ريبراند.
Why?
يعني they like the name. I know I love the name.
I like the name too.
I'm very attached to it, but I have to think of it in the terms of business. It's not a
Yeah.
passion anymore. يعني انت عارفه, لو هي passion اقول لا ما اقدرش وقلبي. I have to think of it business. This is a business. So what is good for my business? To rebrand it, to make it, اسميها اسم ليها علاقه بالبريمس بتاع الموضوع. مش ان يعني yeah I like the name وكل حاجه, but of course it's my identity and everyone knows. بس يعني خلاص, يعني وبعدين باخدها as in it's a chapter I قفلتها and I'm going to start a new chapter. So this is why. يعني فانا دايما بقنع الناس,
I
to be
agree.
honest, لما بيسمعوا my reason بيبقوا مقتنعين. بس انا قصدي
بس
ما
هتلاقيهم متمسكين بالاسم.
ايوه. Do I know anything about rebranding? I have no idea.
No one cares.
يعني فاهم. ف everyone has يعني has to try different things. Going back to resilience, كنت بسمع تيد توك بتاع واحده دكتوره. The first question she asked was not who's resilient. The first question she asked, مين اللي حصل له تروما, مين حد مات عنده قريب, مين is out of a job, مين ما اعرفش ايه, مين ايه. عايز اقول لك كل الجمهور في القاعه كلهم رافعين ايديهم. ف resilience is there, it's there. Every one of us faces different issues, بس هي it's how you face the issue. في ناس بتبقى منهاره, في ناس they take it يعني yeah I grieve and then what? What should I do? ايه الخطوات اللي بعدين؟ How can I use, مش هقول use this, بس how can I get motivated to help others? ده القصد يعني. فانا النهارده this is what I do. Go ahead.
I think أكبر block to resilience is a victim mentality.
Yes. صح.
And بشر العالم كله بيمروا بفترات victim mentality. It's just whether you decide to evolve from that and figure out how you contributed to why you feel like a victim today and how زي ما انت بتقول how can I move forward from it. طب انا اقدر اخد خطوات in what direction even if it's the wrong direction, just
صح.
a direction, بدل ما انا واقف مكاني convinced that I'm a victim. And then whatever direction you take, if it's not it, reroute. Reroute. As long as you
Awesome.
don't go back or stay where you are, I
Wow.
think is a big thing. وهقول لك يعني from a personal experience, أنا throughout حوالي سنة أو سنة ونص من حياتي I was severely, severely depressed. Like waking up in the morning wasn't something that I wanted to do خالص. ما كنتش عايزة أنزل, كنت بشتغل بلا نفس, بشوف صحابي بلا نفس, بطلت أروح التمرين. I was very crippled. And it was because في فترة قبل سنة ونص دي حصل تغييرات كتيرة قوي قوي في حياتي all at once, in terms of like things in my personal life and so on. And then with work and me working endless hours, including the weekend, even though it was something that I love to do, and like الشركة اللي أنا كنت بشتغل فيها was my baby as much as it was the owner's baby, and I loved everyone and I loved it and how I was learning. But I went through horrible burnout at the same time where all of these changes were happening for حياتي. And I hit rock bottom, and for a while أنا بقيت في rock bottom وبحفر. يعني it was and I okay, side topic for a second. Are you familiar with the drama triangle?
No, what's the drama triangle?
Okay, this is very interesting, because you're like the drama triangle is a thing that results in relationship dysfunction. And
Okay.
the concept is ان هم ثلاث انواع بني ادمين, the persecutor, the victim, and the rescuer. All
Okay.
right, وكل واحد بيعتمد على التاني بطريقة مختلفة, وكل واحد بيكره التاني بسبب حاجة مختلفة.
Okay.
All right, and this is just in very simple terms, like it's an intense thing that people study.
Okay, this is something new. I'm more out of a drama triangle. Okay.
It's very, very interesting, because the concept isn't the persecutor is the person that assigns blame. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. Blah 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 blah. And then the victim is, oh poor me. أنا ليه كل ده بيحصل لي؟ أنا ما استاهلش, and so on.
صح.
And then the rescuer is the big, you know, hero. How can I help? How can I save you? How can I fix you?
Okay.
Right? And their relationship together is that the victim is highly dependent on the rescuer,
Okay.
all right, and is oppressed by
The
the
person.
persecutor.
Okay.
The persecutor is very oppressive towards the victim and doesn't like the rescuer because be flipped اللي هو بيحاول يعمله, right?
صح. And that could be all in one person's mind.
And that, okay, so this is what I went through. أنا لفيت على الثلاث types of people in the span of a year,
Okay.
right? So
Okay.
when I was at rock bottom, I was the victim. I was like, poor me, ليه كل ده بيحصل لي؟ أنا عملت إيه عشان أستاهل ده؟ Sad, 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 sad,
So,
nothing to do.
yeah,
And then
exactly.
I started to ask myself, all right, so how did you contribute to everything that's happening? Like, أكيد مش كل حاجة بتحصل لك. أكيد أنت كان لك إيد في الموضوع.
So.
And so I became the persecutor. I was like, oh, this is all your fault. I became very self-oppressive. I was very angry. I was very controlling towards myself. It wasn't, I think this was my least favorite time, you know? And then, واحدة بواحدة, and this was with therapy, and then my therapist recommended I find a coach, because we got to a point where, all right, past, we're good. I'm just stuck and I don't know how to move towards the future, right? And I found a coach in the weirdest slash best way possible. This man saved my life. I became my own rescuer,
Okay,
right?
okay.
And I started to, okay, هنعمل ايه? How are we going to take steps forward? انتي And a big part of it, by the way, why I was avoiding resilience and avoiding moving forward was because moving forward meant more change, more than what already existed. Which is what made me sad. Like, change made me sad, and then I had to change more in order to be happy. And I was like, nope, that's gonna make me more sad,
I think I can relate to what you're saying because I had the same issue. أنا في 2017 I was out of a job and I had the victim mentality وأنا كبير في السن and I guessed and no one wants me and I can't find anything. وبعدين اشتغلت في اتصالات مصر. So it contributed even more to my depression because يعني the culture, when you sit at that culture, it's expert. The culture inside was just really horrible and very competitive, but very horrible. Yani. Well, I'm saying this live because everyone who works there knows that that fact, and it's not something hidden. And I was very depressed, very depressed. Yani, and I've سنتين يا مريم غيرت four positions. Four different teams, four jobs, and that never happened. Yani, and I, when I stay in a team, and I'm bought for like 4 or 5 years, because that's where the learning curve starts to increase. But then, bit ill. And when once it starts going down, I have to move. Yani, this is how I feel. Hinek, I wasn't moving. I was trying to escape. Yani, as much as I can. ما حدش كان فاهم إن I was depressed. Yani, no one. Yani, no one. So, and then. I left, طبعا I left اتصالات on my own terms, which was a good thing, يعني because ممكن كان ممكن. And then I started, I had the risk to take another job that's, يعني was very risky at that time. وكان لسه موضوع كورونا, we don't know anything about. And after, يعني April 2020, بعت لي ايميل, طبعا list of things that he was telling me, I didn't understand, but at the end, I thought this, he was trying to just justify that Hawa fired me during Corona. So again, the victim state returned. Why me? مش معنى أنا ما أعرفش إيه. حاولت أرجع تاني للاتصالات, which I didn't want to, but I had to. And then, يعني again, زي ما بقول, ربنا لما بيوقف حاجة بيعمل blockage لطريق. انا ما بقاش فاهم, انا مش فاهم وقتها. يعني النهارده اقدر اقول لك اه that was يعني a great decision, I never wanted to go back اصلا. And then slowly كده قعدت 10 ايام still blaming myself or victimizing myself, and then I took a stand out. So what can I do to improve where I am? I told نفسي I'm not the only one who's out of a job. Well, a billion people around the world are out of jobs, so I'm not special. And I'm not special. I'm not unique. No one's against me. And it's not a conspiracy. I started this transformation journey, and this is what led to this podcast. In you have to have موقف مع الواحد مع نفسك عشان تبتدي تشتغل, and you have to work to change. And nothing's going to change. If you don't do anything. I started شوية حاجات كده, حاجات بسيطة قوي. ايه هو digital transformation؟ اشتغلت مع a friend of mine كده volunteer, no money حتى يعني, because she couldn't pay me. I learned شوية حاجات وعرفت شوية حاجات, and then I got into one project for another project, and then سافرت, وبعدين podcast started a little bit يطلع لفوق, and then I'm here. I have different jobs and you know, working on my personal brand على LinkedIn.
And 99 episodes.
Yeah, and 99 episodes. So 99 episodes later, I'm still doing it. A lot of people and they say يعني احنا ما كناش متوقعين انك انت you will continue يعني انا yeah, thank you. So I always like to ask this to my guests. What is one word that best describes you? I know what it is, but let me hear from you. What's one word that describes you, Mary?
One word?
One sentence. أديك one sentence.
I'll give you two words.
Okay, fair enough.
I do believe that I am kind.
Okay.
And I do believe that I'm very ambitious.
All right. How about the perfectionist? Wouldn't that be one word?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfectionist. I think this is like out of the title of the series.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then probably ambitious, maybe throw
Yeah.
in anxious.
Exactly.
But
Exactly. طيب ايه ايه حلمك on a personal or and a professional level, يعني what is your dream?
oh, my dream. I think I'm living my dream. I just want it to keep going, I guess.
Okay.
Is to help people, whatever help looks like. So serving people, and I think this is why I got certified. And it's something that I do on the side, dilwati, for no money, just for the sake of serving others and the sake for of experience as a coach as well.
Okay.
And maybe one day this can be a like my own business. I have my own coaching business. So eventually I work towards it being my number one source of income and so on.
Okay.
Not now.
Okay.
I
Okay.
haven't, I don't have a timeline for it, but I
Yeah.
do know and I want it to be like me as a
Okay.
whole
Okay.
eventually.
Okay. All right. That's really great. Thank you. Thank you for being with us on our last episode with Wellness with Mo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wellness with Mo.
Yeah. Thank you. And
Curtains.
curtains. So, yeah, I'll have some curtains. All right. Thank you very much. It was really interesting. And اتبسطت جدا جدا جدا.
وانا جدا بجد like this wasn't
Yeah.
really what I expected. It was I didn't really have any expectations, but this was a lot better than whatever expectations I could have had.
يعني and I always tell my guests that يعني relax, enjoy the episode. بس يعني it's a nice episode to enjoy, and يعني I like to talk to people, and في الاخر انا عايز الناس تسمعي, تعرف انك انت برغم انك انت you're young in age, but you had the mentality of working whatever, wherever, to gain more knowledge, عشان تعرفي عشان تعرفي your compass, where does it direct you to, where do you want. A lot of people are always يعني متلخبطين, مش عارفين هم عايزين يعملوا ايه في حياتهم. في ناس طبعا عارفه, في ناس ما بتبقاش عارفه لحد very late age يعني, لكن احنا بنحاول نساعد الناس ونوريهم ان success can be done, يعني it just needs a little bit of
And it looks different for everyone. And I think the
exactly.
big block اللي اتكلمنا فيها كمان is people are afraid to fail.
Yes.
And there's this quote that I really like. I repost it every time it pops up على LinkedIn or wherever. Embarrassment is the cost of entry.
Okay.
You have to be willing to look like a foolish beginner to become a graceful master. And
Of
I think a
course.
lot of us want to skip over being foolish.
Ayo. No one likes to be a fool, but I agree with you. We have to be a fool to become someone everyone else will talk about later on. Yani. But thank you very much for gracing our airwaves.
It was my absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Maryam. Inshallah, الأسبوع الجاي هيبقى بودكاست الجديد, رحلة نجاح مع حد جديد, مع قصة جديدة. Until then, stay tuned.